Somehow your voice isn't coming through.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and
okay,
a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, this is your country folk. And barely surviving up here in North Dakota, here on April 17th, 2023. Yes, I did have to turn my head to the weather station to check the date. This is James Kelso. I'm your host for the next hour. And we will be together from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are customarily Monday through Friday. And I guess this is Monday night. So thanks for joining us. The show is live. You can participate. Okay, let's test my memory one more time. 512-248-8252. Wow. I am impressed. But call that number, and our engineer Mike in Round Rock, Texas, or one of his cohort will put you on the air, and I'll see your name, and there you go. You're famous. Alrighty, I think we handled everything we needed to handle. And as a preliminary, and now let's get into the Trump phenomenon. We've got some great, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump never lets you down. I might let you down, but Donald Trump never lets you down. And so once again tonight, he does not disappoint. There are great messages from him, so we have more than enough material to preoccupy ourselves for an hour, and we will launch into it. Toot sweet, as the French would say. he's got some good stuff up here. I'm just looking for a few more here. Here's one he put up today. Millions have voted for Trump since 2020. Dot dot dot. This is classic. With their feet. Oh, that is good. Let's see, where does he get that classic? And you know, there's a combo of things. Some of these are just classic texts. Oh, that's a hard one for a guy with a lisp. Texts. Oh my goodness, that must be the hardest word of all. Composed by Donald Trump himself. But some of them are just things that he gleans from the internet, and therein lies its own form of. That's an art form in itself, finding brilliant stuff and bringing it forward. So this, we have a combination tonight. Here's one where, oh my goodness, look at this. Okay, all right. So this is just a promotion. Let me see. I'll close that. Okay. Here's the website to which he links is Issues and Insights. I've never heard of it before. Issuesinsights.com. Millions have voted for Trump since 2020 with their feet. And it says, over the past 2 years, vast numbers of Americans, maybe including yourself, picked up and moved in a mobile society like ours, that's not news. What is news is where they are moving from and where they are going to. Turns out there's a mass exodus underway, with people leaving Biden strongholds and heading to MAGA country. New census data show that from 2021 to 2022, more than 2 million people, so that's a small fraction of our audience, more than 2 million people moved out of urban areas that are largely controlled by Democrats and relocated to exurbs and more rural areas that largely voted for Donald Trump. Los Angeles, for example, had a net ex-migration of more than 363,000 over the past 2 years. Cook County, Illinois lost 200,000. New York County lost 109,000. Queens County, 158,000. Kings County, 187,000. Those are all New York City counties, boroughs. Philadelphia County lost 52,000 people. Where'd they go? In Texas, where Trump beat Joe Biden 52-46, the two counties that saw the largest ex-migration, Dallas and Harris, Harris is Houston, both went heavily for Biden. Combined, they had a net loss of 130,000 people. The two biggest gainers in Texas, Collin and Denton counties, went for Trump. They had a net gain of 120,000 people. That's a lot of people, 120,000. Another big gainer, Montgomery, voted 71% for Trump. Salt Lake County, Utah, which went for Biden 58-39. Oh my goodness. Now this is sad. This is sad news. I mean, this is sad news. Salt Lake City, Utah went overwhelmingly for Joe Biden. This explains a lot. This explains Mitt Romney. I wondered, how the hell does that piece of garbage get elected to the Senate? There's your answer right there. Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, even worse, has gone into the toilet. Cancel your travel plans or your moving plans to Salt Lake County. 58-39, that's a drubbing for Biden. I'm going to look at it. Just I'm blinking. I don't believe that's what I see. In a state, Utah, that Trump carried, he carried the state 58-38. But Salt Lake County went exactly the opposite for Biden. This shows you the perils of a big city, the perils of a big university. University town, big city, capital city with government offices. Wow. So the Salt Lake County lost 20,000 people that left. The counties in Virginia that saw the biggest outflow of people are all ones that went heavily for Biden. Now this is, there's probably something in this article that's interesting to you. You very well may live in nearby or have friends in one of these counties. Still not convinced? Take a look at these two maps. Look closely into your speaker there. Look through those little holes. Turn the lights out and you can see in there. Take a look at these two maps in the gallery below. One produced by the Census Department shows net migration from 21 to 22. The other, click on the arrow, shows the 2020 election results by county. Notice how, now you have to use your power of imagination, which in the case of this audience is stupendous. Notice how across the country, the places losing population almost all voted for Biden, and the ones gaining are almost all Trump counties. Now that's a real pattern. That's an interesting bit of data. A lot can be concluded from that. But put that in your thinking cap. Let me see what my state looks like, North Dakota. There's not much up here. There isn't much to see on the map. Sadly, I live in a college town, and there is a little Biden. They have Biden as red color, and they have Trump as blue color, kind of reversing things. And my little town, I can see I've got a, oh yeah, I've got a little red dot. So college town, that's, I live in a college town, and colleges are the centers of the disease. Oh, wait. Yeah, people left my town. What? They left my town. What? Okay. All right. One dot equals 100 people, so it's only a few hundred people. And boy, did they go to Florida. I'll tell you, I'll just read to you the things you can't see by looking through the holes in your speaker. The places that people went to include any place in Idaho, any place in Nevada, any place in Arizona, almost in, with the exception of Salt Lake City, any place in Utah, with the exception of Dallas and Houston, pretty much any place in Texas, any place in Oklahoma, which is the most pro-Trump state in the union, just about any place in Arkansas, with the exception of not much, especially northwest Arkansas, very Trump country. Tennessee, wow, I used to live in Tennessee. Get rid of Nashville and Memphis, and Tennessee is solid Trump country. It is solid. North Carolina, there's a, what's that college town in North Carolina? Is it, I forget which town it is, but that's the, with that exception, North Carolina is Trump country. South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. Louisiana is a pretty big disappointment. I used to live there. Ooh, geez, oh, a whole lot of Biden voting going on. Well, actually, this is a map of net in migration and out migration. So I'm kind of misinterpreting it as I describe it. Okay, so here, why is this happening? I thought you'd never ask. Conventional wisdom would have it that it's just a few rare occurrences of COVID lockdowns, crime, costs, and no doubt all are real contributors to people leaving cities in search of more open space and fewer murders. But not every city in America is suffering these maladies, and the ones that are getting hit worst are all controlled by Democrats. They are the ones who pushed draconian lockdowns, needlessly shuttered their schools, forced people to wear masks, even outdoors, even at the beach, okay, required, as they shut their beaches, which I believe Ron DeSantis did. He said you can't go on the beach, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. Required vaccine passports. How do you show your vaccine passport on the beach? I don't know. Put it in a little waterproof pocket in your trunks. If you're a girl, you could put it in somewhere in your bikini. Let crime run rampant, punish their residents with high taxes, suffocated businesses, onerous regulations. Okay, what's more, Americans aren't just quitting urban hellscapes. I like that term, hellscape. They are moving out of blue states entirely. Whew. Okay. Are we getting a divorce here? That's kind of looking like a national divorce, isn't it? A separation? New York and California alone had net losses that totaled more than 1.5 million over the past two years. That's quick. Add on deep blue Illinois, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, and the population loss tops 2 million. The problem is that these people tend to bring their liberal utopian ideologies with them. And as a result, this diaspora threatens to make the country more leftist, not less. Okay, you got to think about that one. Because what you're hoping is that the people who left were generally right-wingers, but that the statistics don't tell us that. So what can be done? How about this? So there. Now, this is a link from Donald Trump. So this is an obscure website I've never heard of. You may never have heard of it. But Donald Trump just made it famous. How about this? So Donald Trump is saying that when In effect, he read this article and he liked it. Those of us who believe in liberty, a civil society, equal justice, who want limited government and free markets, who believe in personal responsibility, who want criminals behind bars and people free to live their faith, those who want parents to be in control of their children's education, we need to stop cowering to the left. Okay? We need to be proud of our values, evangelize them, build up institutions that will strengthen and defend them. We need to welcome the American, and we need to welcome the American migrants to our neighborhoods. That is the, you know, our people, not the immigrants, our people who are internal migrants. Welcome them with smiles on our faces and brochures in our hands, explaining why it is that the freedom they just chose is better than the socialistic oppression they just left. Or we can just sit back and let the leftist virus spread. Okay. And our engineer, Julie, thank you, Julie, just sent me a caller, Neil, in Massachusetts. Neil, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I got a lot of things on my mind, but I live in Boston, Mass, and I know that, like, today or close to today was, like, the 30-year anniversary of what happened at the Koresh compound and
in Waco, yes.
Right. So I live in Boston, Mass, which is liberal central. And so I come home, I'm not even, like, thinking about, like, you know, I want to watch the Bruins game, you know, I want to forget about the world for a little bit, and the Bruins have scored. But, and so WBZ in Boston is like the, they're like the CNN of radio.
Now, Neil, I hear your angst. I hear your suffering. But now, get to a point. Hammer home a point you want to give to our audience.
Okay, so here's my point. So, the radio station had a 85-year-old woman, great woman. I actually talked to her, and everything was fine.
No, hang on, Neil.
So when I got
just a second.
No,
you're fine, Neil. You're fine, but you're on a radio show, so it's not you and me over coffee at the cafe. It's a radio show where it's unfortunately unfair, but the nature of these things is things are short, and you got to kind of make it punchy. You got to, in a one declarative sentence, subject, verb, object. You have to make a point without preliminaries. Can you do it, my friend? Maybe not. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't give him too high a hurdle. Thank you for calling, Neil. And I'm sorry if I was a little abrupt with you. I'll try better with the next one of you who calls. But time is short, and life is short. Radio's even shorter. So. Just coined that. Pretty good. I like it. Let's go back to Mr. Trump. And here, there are some great things that he put up today. I haven't even absorbed all of it. But let me go right to the top, right to his most recent post. Here we go. And we'll come back to it in just a moment. Just let me say, Truth Social is running like a Swiss watch. We'll come back to the Swiss watch after this break.
Protests inside the Tennessee State Capitol yesterday raised some questions. I'm Peter Serfine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Protesters swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol building yesterday as votes were being taken to expel three Democrat members of the State House. The vote to expel these three Democrats is because last week those three joined in another protest inside the Capitol building. That protest disrupted the proceedings of the legislature. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Should elected officials be removed because they protested and disrupted the proceedings? One thing I definitely noticed is that nobody is reporting on this storming of the state capitol as an insurrection. 1,000 people have been prosecuted for storming a Capitol building and disrupting an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. How is this any different? Oh, because these protesters want gun control. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Don't shine. I love John Rich. I have the privilege of meeting him in person and having him appreciate what I was doing, which is leading the Ron Paul chanting section at cheering, chanting, roaring at the Republican National Convention 2008 in St. Paul, Minnesota. Taking a break from our Ron Paul alternative convention just down the road a short ways in Minneapolis, the conjoined city, twin cities, that's where that comes from. Minneapolis, we were at the Target Center in Minneapolis, 10,000 of us. Boy, that was truly a foreshadowing, a precursor of the Trump phenomenon. No question about it. Ron Paul was John the Baptist, and Donald Trump, I guess, emerged as Jesus. But the so here we are. We're at Truth Social, and listen to this. This is vintage Trump. Vintage. Okay, you ready? This is 8 hours ago. He put this up for our perusal. Nobody has been stronger for the Second Amendment than President Donald J. Trump. He's talking about himself. And yet, Ron DeSantis, that's how it's spelled, Ron DeSantis took an advertisement this weekend saying, of all things, I, Donald Trump, was in agreement with crazy Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, not. Wow. That's like Democrat disinformation. This weekend at the NRA convention in Indianapolis, and you heard our president there at the Indianapolis NRA convention. He was the keynote speaker, where Mike Pence, by the way, got booed. He came up to the podium and said, "Hello, Indiana." Boo, boo. Remember, Mike Pence is the former governor, presiding as governor in Indianapolis not that long ago. Boo. This weekend at the NRA convention in Indianapolis, I had by far the biggest crowd and got, not even close, the most enthusiastic ovations, easily ascertained by anybody who watches it. I was there in person. DeSantis didn't even show up. Was concerned he would be booed? No, there's no question mark on there. It's an exclamation mark. Was concerned he would be booed. Wow. Didn't have the brass to show up. Find out. Is he going to get booed? Show up. That's revealing. I mean, the National Rifle Association convention is not something that a Republican presidential aspirant would want to miss. Okay, unless there was something, some reason to miss it. Let's see. Next, here's something. This is small, but it's one of the reasons I love Trump, and I love this website, Truth Social, and I love his messaging. Now, I've known a number of geniuses who were not the best spellers in the world, and I've edited books by geniuses who, you know, misspelled a lot of words. And any publisher can tell you that in their best authors are not necessarily the ones who are the best spellers. So, and I consider Donald Trump to be a raving genius. I mean, a genius of world historical stature. But interestingly, I'm looking at a post here where he says, "So the Democrats are allowed to cheat on and rig a presidential election. And they want to indict Republicans for a campaign violation? This is classic." Now, in that sentence, all caps, there's one misspelling, the word rig. And I've seen Donald Trump do it before in other posts. He's spelled rig with two G's, like who was that tennis player named Rig? Bobby Rig? Riggs? Bobby Rig? Anyway, he's misspelled rig several times. Now, why do I like this? Why is this get me happy? Because it immediately communicates a number of things. Number one, Donald Trump writes these posts himself. They aren't written by ghostwriters or assistants or a internet staff. And I'll tell you how I know that. And it's easy to know right after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
God's country. Hey, we're back, folks, and we'll go back to that Trump post in a moment. Where something that seems like a minor thing, the misspelling of the word rig, which only has one G, and he spells it in the style of, and now I've refreshed my memory, Bobby Riggs, the at one time world amateur and then world professional, number one champion. There's a very famous match. What year was it? He played Billie Jean King. And the year was, come on, what happened? Where I lost it when he played Billie Jean King. And that was in, called the Battle of the Sexes. And it was more than $500,000 in today's dollar prize. And what year was it? Come on. I was right there. Let's see, when, what was it? Okay, okay. Anyway, Billie Jean King beat him in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. Got a punny there. But Donald Trump misspells. Maybe he's thinking of Bobby Riggs. He's a sportsman after all. And the fact that he I've seen him misspell that word more than once. Okay, he doesn't have an editor. See, those of us that are editors, we don't misspell any words. That's why we're editors. We don't misspell words, period. It's not that hard an ability. Some people simply don't misspell any words. And that is where you find your editors. Well, they aren't necessarily the creative writers. And every publisher has a whole bunch of editors who clean up the manuscript of really creative writers, who are the real geniuses in publishing. So what it tells me, there's nobody proofreading Donald Trump. He scratches out a post, puts it up, and that's it. And that the last misspellings of the verb rig have not drawn anybody. Nobody's come back and said, "Hey, Mr. President, pardon me, but you misspelled the word rig." Nobody's bothered to say that to him. So not only does he not have an editor, he doesn't have anybody who's editing ex post facto, retroactively. He's doing my point, this is a direct, hot, red-hot pipeline straight from the president's brain to yours. I love it. That's what we need, real communication. So let's go back to the president here. And he says this. Let's find a classic here. There's some beautiful sort of videos he's put up. I can't play those for you because you can't see them. My new book is almost here. His new book, Letters to Trump, wonderful. You might want to get a copy. So get this. Again, Donald Trump is a fighter. And he took on Ron DeSantis, didn't mess around, didn't pussyfoot. He recognized the disloyalty of Ron DeSantis. He knows he made DeSantis in Florida. Donald Trump made him a primary candidate. He wasn't going to get it. Then made him the general election winner. He wasn't going to get it. And the guy has the discourtesy to then challenge Donald Trump. So here he writes today, Social Security and Medicare and Ron's attack on both have destroyed the sanctimonious. His love affair with Jeb Bush and Karl Rove, even worse, certainly haven't helped. But and there's another typo there. His love affairs, plural. So there's a typo of number. And Karl Rove certainly haven't helped, but being a disciple of wheelchair over the cliff, Paul Ryan. Now, remember, Paul Ryan's not nobody. Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. He was Mitt Romney's running mate, vice presidential running mate, congressman from Wisconsin, isn't it? And wheelchair over the cliff, Paul Ryan, has been a disaster. Ron has lost his supporters and his support. And now here's the important thing the president says. He's the only guy who says things like this. And I'm going to ask you a question framed around this in just a moment. And MAGA refuses to endorse disloyal people. Beautiful. And here's my question of the show for today. I don't know if anybody wants to call in to answer the question and so on. But here's something that occurred to me today as I was revving up for today's show. The whole world, I mean, every country, every European country, you know, even places like Hungary, is full of traitors to our people. Not full of, but those traitors are in high places everywhere. And in every institution across the board. I mean, would you think you're going to find traitors at Anheuser-Busch? What? What? You've got wokeism at a beer company? I mean, that's how bad it is. In football? In hockey? Everywhere. Oh, so now, so we have this vast organized, I mentioned universities, you know, sad thing about living in a university town, it's like you've got poison right in the middle of your town. It shouldn't be. But now, here's my question to everybody out there. I pose this to them. And this is, I offer this as a, to bolster my personal fanaticism for Donald Trump. What do we have to oppose it? What do we have that is an institution that is huge, that has access to billions of dollars, that has tens, nay, hundreds of millions of supporters? What do we have to pose against the universities, the media, finance, the government, the state governments, the federal government, the world government, the billionaires? You just keep going. Just keep going. What do we have to pose against that foe? Yes, that's right. I only know of one thing that has size, scale, proven record, can field an army, and can win a fight. I only know of one that I've ever experienced in my life. Donald Trump. The Trump movement, the MAGA movement. It's the only such thing I've ever experienced. And I don't know what my reaction is going to be personally. I don't know what you're going to hear off of my voice or whether you'll even hear me. If the MAGA movement is destroyed, Donald Trump is destroyed, and I mean destroyed, I don't know what my reaction to that would be. That would be a bad, bad day. I don't know of anybody else who could lead a challenge to all those communists. So that's why I'm a Trump groupie. All right, here's a James. I'm a groupie for James in Vancouver. Here he is. What's on your mind, James?
Yeah, good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay because I think our cause is, you know, one of the rationales of people, you know, to cheer ourselves up, okay, whistling past the graveyard, you know, all of these incredibly bad things that are happening, like dancing on the edge of World War III, those are, the good news is those help to wake people up. I don't know. Am I whistling past the graveyard?
Well, we are living in certainly unstable and troubled times.
Yeah, so that's by way of answering your question, how you doing? Well, you know, we are all teetering on the edge of the precipice, but our movement is, we actually have a move. I'm on the radio. I'm actually talking about it. You know,
well, that's true.
I haven't been rounded up. And the network has not been shut down, although all those
That's
things
have
tried. Yeah. And so, you know, we're alive, and we're still in the fight. So for that reason, importantly, the champion, Donald Trump, not only is he still in the fight, he is looking. This is not wishful thinking, boys and girls. Donald Trump is sharper now than when I first got excited about him when he came down the escalator. He's more forceful. He's sharper. He's more articulate. He's more serious, or you could say presidential, or, you know, imperial. Yeah. You know, he has august qualities, and they are even more pronounced now than they were back in 2016. He appears to be healthier. He's doing athletic things that are phenomenal, like winning the seniors' club championship at his own Palm Beach International Golf Course. And no, he didn't pay the judges to make him. He won by having the lowest stroke count. So he's – and now look at this. one of here's a news headline that I don't have it in front of me. I would like I'll just do it from memory. A headline in the last 24 hours was that one of Ron DeSanctimonious's top backers, a big billionaire guy, backed out. Whoa. He got the heebie-jeebies, and he backed out of backing Ron DeSantis, and he issued a statement saying, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to wait and see who's got the best chance of beating Trump in the primaries before I invest my many millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So that
other
was...
Other reporters have talked about this on Talk Stream. In fact, Fox News brought it up, and I think Sean Hannity brought it up as well.
It's a huge story because it's a dagger through the it's a dagger through the heart of the campaign of Ron DeSantis, because he's already, and this whoever this billionaire was, I forgot his name, but he's a big billionaire. He has, you know, DeSantis is going backwards in the polls. Trump is just running away with the numbers. So now
here's what I understand.
Another reason to feel good, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is that now the rats, the rhinos, the commies, you know, the George Soroses, the Paul Ryans, the Karl Roves, the Jeb Bushes, they have to come up with a new horse. They got to put a new horse in the field because DeSanctimonious, you know, broke his leg. He's out of the race. Now, I know I'm pronouncing this a little bit early, but I mean, it's obvious. DeSanctimonious is just going straight down. So now they got to come up, and you'll see this happen. I'm predicting it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. A new name will emerge. And I don't know who it's going to be, but the people that decide these things, and, you know, the people that elevated Ron DeSantis to the challenger position, they will elevate somebody else. They will have some private meetings. They will meet with their boy or girl, and then you will hear all of a sudden all kinds of stories. Oh, this guy is charging. This girl is charging.
I think Marco Rubio might be trying to make a move because he's saying something about El Salvador, which I wouldn't trust Marco Rubio to save his life, right? But he's trying to make a big show.
He's a candidate, yes. And but I don't know. I am. Anything I say in this would be, I hope it's not.
Trump called him Baby Marco. Baby Marco.
Yeah. Baby Marco.
Baby Marco.
Well, you know, and here's more good news. Here's more good news, folks. If you go down the list of all the potential people, like Nikki Haley, okay, we remember her name again. Nimrata Randhawa. Okay, look at these people are pathetic. There's no one of any stature or substance. Even DeSantis, I thought was pathetic. I think he's a funny looking guy. To me, he looks like Alfred E. Newman. Some of you may not remember Alfred E. Newman of Mad Magazine, with the ears sticking out and the round head, but and the goofy smile. That's Ron DeSantis. And if he continues, he's gonna get lampooned as Alfred E. Newman, but
well, I've you, seen him I can tell, I can tell you, more you used to read, but I'll keep my mouth shut about it.
Okay, but they're all ridiculous. They don't have anybody that's a square jawed, war veteran with two girls and two boys, and he's always had the same girl. He met his wife in high school. He worked in a soda fountain and a paper route, and
wow.
They don't have anybody like that.
There you go. That's the American, yes.
So,
the soda pop guy.
Yeah, they've got a really... Of course, the Democrats are the ones that have the
politics one day.
Yeah, no, you would be a strong candidate. I don't know if you get a phone
call. No, James, the soda fountain guy saying, what are you going to do, Vinny? I'm going to be in politics. Wait and see. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Take a picture of me. Here, I'm going to make you a cherry phosphate. Take a picture of me for history later. I need to use it in my campaign literature.
Right.
But they don't have it. There isn't anybody. There isn't anybody waiting in the wings. And now, also, by the way, more good news. All of the key people are coming out and endorsing Donald Trump. Key people are really important and key people. I played on this show, I played a video that was a little bit risque by a guy named Hi Rez. That's, of course, not his actual name. That's his stage name, Hi Rez. And I just watched a really great interview with Hi Rez. Who was interviewing him? I think Greg Stinchfield. Because Stinchfield actually acted in the most recent Hi Rez Lampoon video. And it's just brilliant stuff. But this is interesting. Hi Rez, who is a brilliant videographer, about whom I'll give you a little bit more on the other side here. I might even play a second of this video. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish your buck was still silver. It was back country was strong. Back before Elvis
and before the Vietnam War came along. Oh, what a song. Merle Haggard, we need you back, Merle. You left too soon. I mentioned, you know, all the right people are endorsing Donald Trump. The real patriots. And here's one, this guy, Hi Rez. He's made these incredible... I played a video on this show called 2 plus 2 equals 5. Brilliant. And You know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn noticed this, that the really most devastating weapon that the proponents of truth have in their quiver is ridicule. That's our most devastating weapon, because the liars are so easy to ridicule. They can't ridicule us. That looks ridiculous. And so Hi-Rez is a genius at doing this, and that 2+2 was great. He's got a new one called What is the Truth? And in that, he has Greg Stinchfield, who's a host on Real America's Voice, brilliant host. He's got Dr. Robert Malone, my favorite, maybe one of my favorite three doctors in the world, one of the greatest champions against the Corona COVID-1984 scam, both the vaccine and the virus. And this young guy, I don't remember his name, stage name Hi-Rez, but what was interesting is he told Greg Stinchfield on his show today, he said, you know, when you first met me, I was a liberal. He said, I'm a little bit nervous about this. He said, when he first met me, I was a liberal. He said, the next time you met me, I was a libertarian. And tonight, he exploded into his camera and he said, Trump, I'm a Donald Trump man. Let's go, Trump. Let's go, Brandon. This guy, and he's incidentally, he's a Jewish guy. Brilliant writer. And you've got to watch What is the Truth? You've got to watch 2+2=5. But I'm using him as an example, someone who is truly a genius, who's recognizing Donald Trump is our guy, for all of us. He is our guy. It was very exciting to see him say that tonight. Here, I'll just play a second. So you get the sound effect and so on. He's doing a rap kind of you're going to hear him as a rapper here, but he's not really a rapper, but he is.
To credit, you can see where this is headed. It's a global Armageddon. Lock them down for climate change, but we still flying private planes. Go to sleep, you little sheep. We don't want you wide awake.
He's got there in his video, he's got a guy as one of his actors. He flies them in. Somehow he's doing this. He's making, even though he's being canceled everywhere, he's actually flying people in to do his videos. That was Luke Rutkowski, who I met at a Alex Jones rally in New York City. I go, whoa, that's Luke. And he'd flown this guy in. We've run out of time. We have to fly out. James, you didn't get a word in twice. I apologize, friend.
Back to you again. Thanks.
Well, we'll get together again tomorrow night. And everybody, chin up and carry on. Continue the march. We'll see you tomorrow night.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.